Hello and welcome to the Choosing Happy podcast. I'm Heather Masters and this is episode 67. And in this episode, I'm looking at the journey to fulfillment. Basically, happiness is a personal journey to fulfillment. And what I'm going to share in this one is a little bit about my experience, but also things that you can build into your day to create a more fulfilling life and a happier and more joyful life. So stay tuned for this and so much more in this week's Choosing Happy podcast. Hello and welcome to this episode all about a personal journey from happiness to fulfillment. I started this Choosing Happy podcast because I wasn't in a very happy place. And I sought by exploring happiness and what creates resilience and happiness in the lives of others who have faced much worse than I have, that I would be able to help others create happiness on a daily basis as well. And the first thing that I realized on my pursuit of happiness was that it is a daily choice. It's a habit. It's a muscle that we build into our day, into our life, into our mind, our neurology, into our body, in fact. And my personal journey has been massive over the last few years. I cared for my parents and went through the loss of both of them. I lost a partner. I've lost a lot of people over the last few years. My business has been up and down. My career has been up and down. I've constantly had to put things on hold. There's been a lot of things that have happened in my life. And somewhere along the way, I kind of lost my positivity. I found it much more difficult to stay positive and to stay happy. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate. You've probably had tougher journeys than me. And keeping that consistent energy and positivity. And for me, it was much more about the aliveness and reconnecting to life. That was something that I had missed. And in my search, I discovered that one of the main things that keeps you connected to life is somatic practices. So recognizing that connection to your body, to your feelings, is really, really important. And I took a course, a Peter Levine course, on somatic healing for trauma. And it was really, really beneficial. So carrying out mindful practices on a daily basis, this is my kind of first tip. If you're feeling dissociated and disconnected from life, and you're feeling kind of numb, then carrying out that type of mindfulness training is really useful, because what it does is it gets you to focus on your body and to bring yourself back into your body and into the world around you. And that reconnects you with aliveness, with the moment, with being present. I have suffered from having a very noisy brain, if you like, a chattery brain. I've got my own personal gremlin who hasn't been very nice. It's, you know, it's been very judgmental and critical. And that's another journey for me of learning to not just quieten that, but to change the message that it's giving me. And that has taken a very long time as well. And again, it comes back to mindfulness and meditation a little bit, but also calling the messages out. So noticing and building my awareness around those messages and calling them out as lies when they're just untrue. And if, for instance, I feel I failed something, noticing that, yeah, maybe that didn't go as well as I'd hoped, and I've learned something, and this is what I've learned. This is the positive thing that I can take away from it. So even if it's a crazy thing that, you know, has gone completely wrong, then the lesson is that I'm not going to do that again. I've learned enough to do something different in the future. If we come back to the beginning around happiness, if you believe in God, if you believe in a power that's greater than you, if you believe in the Creator, then connect to that belief, connect to that internal powerhouse, that divinity, that spark of life that lives within you, and connect to that thing that's bigger than you, the field, the creative energy that creates everything, and acknowledge that power that flows through you and gives you the ability to create as well. Kindness, being kind to others, is a wonderful way to focus on positivity, focus on happiness. It's a joy to be kind to others and to know that you've made a difference, that you've influenced something positively. Just by something small, it doesn't have to be massive. A smile can make a big difference to someone else on a grey, miserable day, or a day when they're feeling that no one cares. A smile or a kind word can make all the difference. Build your life around what you love, appreciation, serving others, but also taking time to serve yourself, to be your own best friend, to acknowledge what you achieve each day, no matter how small that may be, and to really acknowledge those times when you've pushed yourself that little bit harder and you've achieved that thing that you didn't think you could do, that you've tackled the thing that you've been fearful of. Acknowledge your courage in everyday moments. Give yourself grace. Allow yourself to be human. Don't hold yourself to a standard that you know is actually unobtainable. Be kind to yourself. And at the same time, you still have a standard for yourself. Still show up as the professional person or the version of you that you know can make a difference in the world, the version of you that you want to be. But you don't have to do it all at once. If you have this version of you that you know you want to be, the successful version of you, whatever that looks like, just move continuously 1% at a time. That cumulative motion forward will make a massive difference. And before you know it, you'll be showing up exactly as you want to be. So visualize. Visualization is so powerful. Visualize not just who you want to be, visualize how you want your day to go, visualize positive things happening, and also remember to allow yourself to receive and to accept. So if kindness is offered to you, accept and receive it. If something good happens, accept and receive it and acknowledge it and appreciate it. Take a moment to notice when something wonderful happens. Yesterday, I was out on a walk with my dogs, and there were two deer who just strolled across in front of me, even though I had the two dogs with me. They just took their time. They didn't run off as they usually do. And I just watched them for about 5-6 minutes and was so appreciative of that moment. It's nothing massive. Seeing two deer when you live in the forest isn't a huge thing, except it was, because they weren't running away. They were looking directly at me. They were walking past me. It was like it was a kind of magical moment just for me. And I was so appreciative. And that's really how you kind of move forward, to try and stay in that awareness of the magic of life, even small things, the birds, you know, the fact you've got running water, the fact you've got electricity and heating, The fact you can talk to someone across the world via video these days. I'm old enough to remember the days you couldn't do that. So it's just appreciating those things and appreciating all of the good stuff you have around you. And I know that a number of us are in challenging times and finding things difficult, but accept that challenge. See the opportunities for growth. See the opportunity to think outside the box, to do things differently, to find fun and joy where maybe you didn't find it before. I hope some of this helps today. I know we're going through tough times, and this isn't about lecturing. I'm just really saying it's possible, because to be quite honest, I've been in a very dark place for quite a while, and this is magical to be in a different place and to know those habits that I've built into my day, and the habits about building my awareness, noticing more and appreciating, have made a huge difference for me. And I just hope they can make a difference for you as we go through these challenging times. Thank you for listening this week. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this week's episode. If you enjoyed it or think it would be valuable to others, please do share. And if you really enjoyed it, please leave me a review. It really helps the podcast. All of the links are in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you next week on the Choosing Happy podcast.